So verse 33 is where we'll begin there in Hebrews 11. The Bible says, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise, God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. So a good report. Let's pray. Lord, use your word tonight to teach us and work miracles in our hearts. We thank you for this beautiful passage. Lord, I pray that we'll be stirred by it and how blessed we truly are. And Lord, we'll be excited about what you can do through us if we'll just trust you. So may be glorified in this time. We give you the service in Christ's name. Amen. So we see this change in the middle of verse 35 from what we would call positive, exciting, spectacular, victorious things to painful, from a worldly perspective, negative, tough things. And you probably saw that, verse 34, quench the violence of fire, escape the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens, women received their dead, raised to life again. And in my Bible, I have a little line there, because there it just takes a turn. But it says they were made strong. Well, how are we made strong? Our strength comes from the Lord. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Right? Philippians 4:13. The Apostle Paul asked God to take the thorn. And then Paul, after he understood, he said, when I am weak, then am I strong. In 2 Corinthians 12:10. So our strength obviously comes from the Lord. But we never know. We might need strength to actually go through some intense trials. Intense trials. And that's what happens in verse 35. But one thing I want you to keep in mind as we look at this is in 39, it says, these all. So, who? The ones who saw the great victories and the ones who literally died for their faith and were tortured. They all obtained a good report through faith. So it's important for us to remember that tonight, that the good report isn't based on moving mountains. The good report is based on trusting God, no matter what comes our way, albeit a great victory or a great trial. Either way, it's the trusting God that brings the good report. And so, remember, verse 35, the people that were tortured had a good report. The people that didn't accept deliverance had a good report. The people that had a trial of cruel mockings and scourgings and of bonds and imprisonment, they obtained a good report. The people that were stoned and sawn asunder obtained a good report. People that were tempted, people that were slain with the sword, that wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, that were destitute, afflicted, and tormented, obtained a good report. Why? Through faith, because they trusted God. So, what is this teaching us? That if we choose to walk by faith, that doesn't say that life's just going to be a bed of roses. We don't know. God chooses, God decides what to do with that faith, whether we're going to see great victories and mountains moved, or whether we're going to face intense trials, even maybe death, for the cause of Christ. The faith is the same and the God is the same. Amen? And it's important for us to understand that tonight. God gets to decide. And so often when we see people going through intense trials, we look at them in completely the wrong way, just like Job's friends. What did they do? They saw Job. They heard that he lost his children. They heard that he lost all of his living. And they showed up, and here he is. He's even lost his health. And their immediate thought was, Job's obviously done something wrong. And they spent chapter after chapter blaming Job for his suffering. They get to the end of the book, and God says, Job was right. You guys are wrong. You better ask Job to pray for you, or you're in serious trouble. I'm paraphrasing. And sometimes we see people go through intense trials, and we're thinking the same thing the disciples thought. Lord, whose fault is it that this man was born blind, himself or his parents? Jesus said, neither one. And we got to be careful, because we might end up going through an intense trial. Is it chastisement? You'll know if it is, but it could just be you're walking by faith and God has great things planned for you. And by great, I don't necessarily mean, again, moving mountains, but great in that you're carrying God's name through the trial and being a testimony, which these people did. So keep that in mind, that all these people, verse 38, all of these obtained a good report. It says in verse 38, the world was not worthy of these people that suffered these intense trials by faith. If you go to Matthew 23, Jesus talked about them as he reflected on the past and then brought that into the present. Notice Matthew 23:37, Jesus said, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets, stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. Here he's talking about prophets being killed. These are God's prophets, speaking God's word, doing God's will, being killed by none other than God's people. And Jesus is lifting them up. He's also rebuking Jerusalem, of course, but he's lifting up these prophets that were doing God's will. Look at Acts chapter 7. We'll see the example of Stephen. Verse 59, the Bible says, they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Did Stephen do something wrong? No. He was in the center of God's will. He was one of the seven deacons chosen in Acts chapter 6. People were getting saved because of his preaching. And then he gets stoned to death. Because of sin? No. God decided to bring him home. Acts chapter 12, James is killed by Herod. 2 Corinthians 11, the Apostle Paul reflects on some of the wonderful experiences that he went through in his ministry. Notice that 2 Corinthians 11, verse 25, thrice was I beaten with rods, once I was stoned, thrice I suffered shipwreck, a night and a day I've been in the deep. None of us has ever experienced being beaten with rods or stoned. I don't even think shipwreck. Paul said, this is just in a day's work for me. Because the list is much longer. That's just an example. And even God told him up front, great things he must suffer for my sake. But all that he did by faith, and he brought God a great testimony. God blessed him. He's in heaven now. But we could face trials. Go to Revelation 2, where God is writing to the churches, and he warns us that we may face intense trials. We may even face martyrdom. Say, oh, no way, not in New Zealand. You never know what can happen. Look at Revelation 2:10. The Bible says, fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death. This is one of the letters to the seven churches. Be faithful unto death. So, faith will not only help us see, as we saw last week, obtain promises. Faith will not only give us the strength to do great things for God, but that same faith will also take us through intense trials. And which one it is completely up to our sovereign Father, and we need to recognize that. And not go into a decision that I'm going to live my life walking by faith, which we all should make that decision. And with that comes conditions, Lord, as long as you bless me the way I want to be blessed, then I'm going to walk by faith. We can't do that. We can't put conditions on God, because God may decide that as we walk by faith, we might have to go through intense trials. He gets to make those calls. And the Bible says there in verse 39, they all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. That promise, of course, is the promise of their eternity. It's the same for us. Whether we get to see a great victory or whether we get to see a great trial, even death, the end is the same. Amen? Heaven. Either way, we go to heaven. Either way, we eventually receive the promise of heaven and eternity with the Lord. So if we will but trust Him and walk by faith, then we, as these hundreds of people reflecting upon here in Hebrews 11, will obtain a good report. And that should be our ultimate goal, to obtain a good report for God's sake. Because it says, verse 40, God has provided some better thing for us. God wants us to keep our eye on the end goal. Our conversation is in heaven, the Bible says, Philippians 3:20, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. That's where our conversation, that word conversation means our life, our behavior. It's in heaven. We should be living for then. The Bible says, set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth, in Colossians chapter 3, verse 2. So, just like they did, hundreds and even thousands of years ago, some of these people were reading about, they lived for what was to come more than they lived for what was here. Because what was here, there's no guarantees that we're not going to have trials. Because it's the same God, same faith, same good report. Some waxed valiant, some stopped the mouths of lions. That would be Daniel, of course. Some were sawn asunder for their faith. But they all obtained a good report. So the ultimate desire then should be for us, after we've thought about this whole chapter, which has been quite a while now, walk by faith. What does that mean? Trust God every step of the way. Give it all to Him. Walk by faith. The just shall walk by faith. That's us. We should be walking by faith every day. It should be about trusting the Lord for each step, each decision, each direction. Walk by faith. If we'll do that, you know what we'll do? Not only will we obtain the promises that we talked about last week, we'll obtain a good report. Praise God. Let's pray.